This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. I got to do something with this mic in the break the next time around. Next time we take a break, got to do something about that. But that's just administrative. I didn't want it to come to this, but I am compelled by, you know, my very loyal adherence to the rules and norms and cultural regulations put into effect by our glorious, competent, and not at all inexplicably smug ruling caste to characterize President Asterisk as a cowardly draft dodger of cowardice. I think it's stupid, but I am bound to these new rules, as are you. Say it with me, President Asterisk is a cowardly draft dodger. You should also know that Asterisk is also not an Army Ranger, which became a fake issue when a bunch of leftist media hacks led by some toad-like reporter, looks like Ron Jeremy's less attractive fraternal twin, recently began talking about, you know, talking out of their schumers about who is and who is not a Ranger with regard to Tom Cotton. It is indisputable that Asterisk is nothing having, as the new rules compel me to characterize it, he cheated his way out of Vietnam. Let me explain to you about what a Ranger is and is not. There are many people that have been Ranger qualified. But unless you serve in a Ranger regiment, you are not a Ranger. You may be Ranger qualified. These will be the guys that are wearing the tab. This does not mean they're any less trained from the get-go as, say, somebody serving in a Ranger regiment, but it comes down to mission. You do not have those Ranger-type missions. Now, you may be attached to something where they will have some other Spec Ops-type missions, but you're not in a Ranger regiment. And that's the big that's the biggest difference. If you didn't serve or you're not serving in a Ranger regiment, then it simply comes down to the fact that you're not considered a active Ranger. And there's I think there's only two regiments right now. I think at best we might have like 4,000 actual active Rangers. But apparently Tom Cotton's Ranger-ness came up. And I do think these new rules are dumb, but what can you do? In fact, I've always hated the whole Chicken Hawk thing, the idea that rather than military service being a character resume plus, its absence is a minus and some sort of character flaw. Only about 30% of anybody that goes and tries to get into the service can qualify physically and otherwise for service, so right off you're consigning about 70% of people to some sort of secondhand moral status. That's stupid for the idea that an American citizen who did not serve has some sort of disqualification from opining on military issues is also utterly un-American. Now, there are times when playing the military service card is an appropriate flex, and on those occasions, you know, I will certainly play my undistinguished but existent hand if it comes to it. When your patriotism is questioned, voluntary military service is a pretty good bit of evidence of patriotism, and it is by no means unfair to deploy it to canalize to the contrary. You get those a lot now, that the people calling the United States a hellish dictatorship built upon white supremacy and general badness 3 months ago are collectively wetting themselves now over the peril posed by a Viking-costumed insurrectionist. It's always amusing to observe that the only thing the lefty patriots du jour on social media, who usually 16, 19 all over America, but When convenient, rally around the flag, even, you know, ever served with pumpkin spice lattes at the Common Grounds Coffee House. The other proper occasion for using your military service is when expertise is involved. If you were in the military, you know and have done stuff other people have not. And that credential is properly offered to demonstrate your competence to offer a useful observation or opinion on a relevant topic. It's not determinative, but when I talk about civil support operations, it's relevant that I served in them. Okay? That you maybe ran a squad around something like that. Maybe you planned them. You know? The big secret about military stuff is that not all of us are war heroes like Audie Buttigieg and Saigon Dick Blumenthal. I mean, there are places where you go where it looks like you're going through a car wash in combat. That would be a decontamination center. But, it, you know, absent the bikini-clad high school girls, it looks like a car wash. And that's, it's a heavily armed car wash, too. And that whole thing, you know, when you're involved in these deployments and all these other things going on, nuclear biological defense is a very big thing. Or maybe you have to start up some sort of food service where they, you know, help them get their infrastructure going. There's a lot of very if you think combat is sexy, there's a lot of very unsexy jobs going on out there. Restoration of electrical power. Getting water to a certain region. A lot of things happening in the military. A lot of moving parts in the military. So, knowing this, this is when you pull this out. My preferred rule, military service should be offered only to dispute personal attacks on one's patriotism and as a credential demonstrating expertise. That's been repealed now, apparently. The new rule is that if via legal procedures on conformance with existing regulations, you did not serve in Vietnam, you are a coward and a draft dodger. That's a stupid rule. But it has been enacted in January 2016, and I'm sadly bound by it. So President Asterisk is now a cowardly draft dodger. Sorry, not my rule. It's the, you know, Asterisk's fans' rule. And if they can live with it, you know, if they get to. That was demonstrated with the whole cadet bone spurs thing about Donald Trump. The cadet part relates to him having gone to military school. But I guess the new rules decree is that's something to be ashamed of now. As with shifting attitude toward the National Guard troops from violent threats to the literal safety of oppressed people to heroic defenders of the country from the Thor wannabes to tiresome eyesores to be put in the parking garage. You're going to need constant updates on whether the military stuff is good or bad at any given moment. The bone spurs was part of the medical diagnosis that kept Trump from draft eligibility. Once again, only 30% of us can actually qualify for all of this, actually make it through there. And for some reason, this diagnosis strikes people who have never had to do a long ruck march over rough terrain with half their body weight on their back. That seems hilarious. So, you know, I knew Trump hadn't served. I didn't care. I didn't care that he hadn't served. I knew that the Army, not him, not anybody else, they decided he was not physically fit for military service. If you go to a military entrance processing station, a MEP station, you tell the doc you've got bone spurs in your feet and your hands, see how fast you get transferred back to Fort Living Room. I mean, it's almost instantaneously. Trump was never drafted either. So it's kind of hard to dodge the draft when you weren't drafted. Draft dodgers typically get their induction notices and split to Manitoba. That's draft dodging. And Jimmy Carter pardoned them all. So it's weird that draft dodging is now bad again. But it's not draft dodging that's bad. It's Orange Man bad. And President Asterisk, you're a coward. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. One thing I can guarantee you, there's a lot of governors that are never going to send their National Guardsmen to D.C. on this particular little detail. You know, prior to this, they were a great photo op. Jill Biden. Oh, I'm sorry. Dr. Jill Biden. She was taking them treats. People were, you know, lining up to take pictures with them. Then President Asterisk is inaugurated, And make no mistake about it, when somebody's going, well, we would love to know who did this. The Democrats did this. They're in control of everything now. Who, you know, Mitch McConnell didn't go down there and say, okay, get up out of here, you scallywags. Thursday afternoon, they were abruptly told to leave. After being allowed to sleep on a marble floor, oh, the luxury of that, they were quickly downgraded to concrete. Politico reported that one 5,000-man unit was moved to an open-air parking garage where the on-duty guardsmen only had one electrical outlet and two bathrooms among them. This was due to no more than increased foot traffic from in-session Congress members. This prompted Capitol Hill security to kick out the volunteer troops. National Guard spokesperson Major Matt Murphy said in a statement. And the very much necessary backlash was swift, although lots of Democrats were upset about this. Republican Representative Adam Kinzinger, he demanded an investigation. Nobody's letting this, Democrat and Republican alike, nobody's letting this crisis go to waste, people. But no one should be surprised by it either. The National Guard's occupation of the city was a disaster from start to finish. The 25,000 troops placed there to prevent an inaugural insurrection have consistently been treated as nothing more than props in a very bizarre political performance. And it's time to end the show. There was a pizza guy from the North Virginia suburbs. He had an exchange with a guardsman prepping for a 12-hour capital shift beginning at 3 a.m. He said, everything is going smoothly. But then he said, but this whole thing has been a logistical mess after he looked around. That soldier unboxed a crate of 5-hour energy bottles and began shoveling them into the pizza man's hands. The National Guards had been guzzling for days to stay alert, and he thought the pizza man could use a few, and he gave him 20. And then he thanked this guy for the pizza, and that was his first real meal of the day. The military struggles when they're struggling to feed the on-duty soldier. And that's a minor incident in a larger story of mishap. Zero guidance on mission, length of mission, nothing. That's what they told the New York Times. They had no objective. You cannot take people, stick them out there, not tell them what they're going to do, not tell them what they need to be doing, not tell them what they're going to be watching for, not telling them what to do in the case of this or this or this, not giving them their special orders. One of the general orders is you will obey your special orders. These guys would have all had special orders, except none were given any. So they didn't know what to do. They weren't getting fed. They weren't getting housed. When I was in the service, when I would deploy in Europe, I had a lovely armored personnel carrier that I would sleep in that had a heater. And, you know, we could set up our own little hoochins inside the vehicle. We were quite clever. Quite clever with that. We learned how to be comfortable. But then again, we were allowed to take our equipment, and we knew what our mission was. So once I got to my site, once I got to where I had to go, and I set everything up, and I set up all of my little defensive perimeter and everything else, then, until it was my turn to get out there and go play Rambo, I was not actually active at the moment. I would do everything as fast as I could correctly the first time. And I had the morale. Boy, I had the morale. I was ready to go. I was ready to bleed for this country. In D.C., there was no morale. And the guards, some of the guardsmen are saying that everybody there has absolutely zero morale left. And they blame the congressmen and the senators and Biden transition officials who spent the past 2 weeks praising them to high heaven for militarizing downtown D.C. and Capitol Hill. They said dozens of senators and congressmen walked down our lines, taking photos, shaking our hands, thanking us for our service. Then after 24 hours after the inauguration, they had no further use for us and banished us to a corner of a parking garage. We feel incredibly betrayed. And they're right to feel that way. The National Guard was betrayed. They were betrayed before they even showed up to D.C. The National Guard is not a full-time occupation. Most of the people that joined the National Guard are looking to make a few extra bucks, do some stuff during the weekend, you know. We've been drawn down. We don't have full-on active combat going on right now, so there's very few of them actually deployed anywhere. And, you know, they did not join to parade Biden's executive might in the face of the supposed Trumpian chaos before a fawning television audience. And there's a few more things more degrading than forced participation in somebody else's narcissism. But in the face of all of this, I guess it could be said that we have been a lot of unity out there. A lot of unity out there. The whole, it was just a dog and pony show. It was a dog and pony show meant to show you, if you didn't look close, it's a mask, okay? It was a mask. When you have no ammo, when you have no magazines in your weapons, you are not a military force. You are a bunch of personnel dressed like a military force. You are military people, in fact. In their case, they were all military people. They were all National Guards. But one of the primary things about being in a military configuration is ammunition. It's a very basic, rudimentary thing to consider. And, you know, they didn't have any of that. So here you go, Trumpians. You see this? This is what you have to face if you come and try to do something against me. Never mind the fact that they couldn't, you know, they can't actually shoot at you. Never mind the fact that we have so demoralized them, they'll probably just part like the Red Sea and just let you come on in. Sort of like the Capitol Police did. Never mind those things. They got more problems than they can possibly consider in the good old Democratic Party. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Last day of the rest of my life. I wish I would have known because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care. To thank my pops for all the thoughts and all the wisdom he shared. Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, Exney Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The Biden administration has re-implemented a travel ban to dozens of countries to stop the spread of coronavirus variants.
This isn't the time to be lifting restrictions on international travel.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki made the announcement today. The ban affects travelers who have recently been in South Africa, Brazil, the United Kingdom, 26 countries in Europe, China, Iran, and Ireland. All international travelers ages 2 and up will have to present a negative coronavirus test result. California Governor Gavin Newsom announced this afternoon that the state's stay-at-home orders have been lifted.
We're seeing a flattening of the curve. Everything that should be up is up. Everything that should be down is down. Case rates, positivity rates, hospitalizations, ICUs, testing starting to go back up, as well as vaccination rates in this state, but we are not out of the woods.
The easing of rules allows some businesses to reopen with restrictions. You're listening to USA Radio News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is expected to deliver an article of impeachment against former President Donald Trump for incitement of insurrection within the hour. A letter signed by 9 prominent Republican lawyers, including 2 former officials in the Trump administration, encourages GOP senators to consider the evidence before voting. A former New York City hairstylist who started a campaign to encourage Democrats to leave their party has been arrested in the insurrection. 43-year-old Brandon Straka has been charged with several crimes. He made national headlines last summer after being banned from American Airlines for refusing to wear a mask. Dozens of children have been rescued from human trafficking in Southern California. Here's USA Radio's Lance Pry.
The FBI announced Friday they and 24 other agencies rescued 33 missing children, including 8 who were being sexually abused in Southern California. One adult has been charged with human trafficking. Operation Los Angeles rescued the children ages 13 through 17 from an investigation that began January 11th.
This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
You live. This is Lock and Load. Conservatives and culture are sort of like old men and the weather. Always complaining, but nobody ever does anything about it. And when someone does decide to do something, suddenly there are those coming out of the woodwork to tell them what they should have done differently. If you don't understand what I'm talking about, go get a YouTube channel. Now, while one might be tempted to muse out loud about whether now is the proper time to open a new front in the culture wars, that is exactly what a movie called Run, Hide, Fight, written and directed by Kyle Rankin, has turned into. Its January 14th premiere on The Daily Wire gained far more attention than did its screening last September at the Venice Film Festival, precisely because it has since become associated with Ben Shapiro. As to the movie itself, and if you haven't looked at it, you know, I hope I don't give it away, which, by the way, should be the focus of all attention here. You have Zoe, who is played by a young lady named Isabel May, as a high school senior, whom we see shooting a very respectable buck in the opening scene under the watchful eye of her father, Todd, who is played by Thomas Jane, who played the Punisher in one movie. The setup is gradual, but we gather that in the absence of a mother in the Hull household, this has something to do with the tension between the dad and the daughter. Her buddy Lewis, who is played by a young man named Ollie Shulton, picks her up to get to class before the opening bell, and Zoe is soon caught up in a school shooting and hostage situation, with luck initially putting her out of the action. But Zoe has hung out with her ex-military father, and she has sort of absorbed some of that skill set, and she has a little helpful inner dialogue with her deceased mom. And after this, she first runs, then hides, makes her escape, and then she decides she's going to fight. She stops and goes back in. the arrival of the disgruntled teens and their guns and explosives is sort of banal in the errant-esque sort of way, punctuated by almost disinterested brutality. But the bulk of the movie really is exciting once the magnetic Isabel May grabs the situation by the throat, making you completely forget that you just paid Ben Shapiro a $14 one-month subscription fee to the Daily Wire to get a chance to see what all the fuss was about. And you find yourself rooting for May in other ways, like hoping she won't get blacklisted for appearing on Shapiro's nascent streaming service. Now, because we exist in the social media presence, the revolution at the high school is both televised and live streamed. Tristan is the high school mastermind behind the plot, well played by a young fellow named Eli Brown. He understands that it's not real unless it's on social media. And since Lewis is a yearbook geek with the school's account, he hits to play Periscope for the attention-seeking bad guys. What was it we recently read that the number one aspiration of Chinese kids is to be an astronaut, and the number one goal of American kids is to be a YouTube star? At one point in the movie, Tristan points out to the hostage negotiating local sheriff that the internet has made everyone into judge and jury, creating a job opening for him as executioner. Teachers and staff, they're shown to be a little lame at first, then woodenly compliant with lockdown rules that prove to be counterproductive, then caringly courageous. Student is asked if she believes in God, even though it might mean a slash or a bullet. She answers yes. One shooter has second thoughts. Zoe's dad's skills come in, end up coming in handy in more ways than one, and her own heroics are somewhat plausible when you look at them, very surprisingly so. And all in all, director Rankin has a knack of capturing the situation's complexity with a very clear-eyed lens. Sort of has a Dean Koontz feel to it. And you got characters making choices under pressure that shows the possibilities for both good and ill that were inside them all along. They're being reduced to their very basic common denominators in humanity. Having phones doesn't matter. Being big man on campus, that doesn't matter. Living is what matters. They're being taken down to that very basic common denominator. It is enjoyable and even thoughtful, and it's of a sort that can keep you happily occupied on a quiet evening at home. There have been predictable takedowns about this flick and the association with Shapiro, although he had nothing to do with creating it at all. So new Daily Wire subscribers get an email asking them to go to Rotten Tomatoes and give it 5 stars, which, given the high audience rating on that site, many apparently did. The Daily Beast did a numbingly deep dive into what the film's additional second assistant director had to say about its unsavory provenance. And you really want a copy of the invective lexicon the author seems to have at his elbow. The internet can occasionally be lovely, but the keen eyes took note that the same Daily Beast that he praised on this very film when it was screened at the Venice Film Festival prior to it being on Shapiro's site. Ben Shapiro has his sights set on getting into the entertainment business, which is the only way to change the entertainment business, to get into it and change it from within. It's not going to change from without. It's not just going to happen for us. His original plan was to develop films and television series in-house to release on the Daily Wire. And his eventual goal is to develop a Starz-like subscription service, aiming to fill a niche for traditional viewers fed up with the one-sided social and political preoccupation of today's entertainment industry. Run, Hide, Fight was a film looking for a buyer, and it met Shapiro's criteria, meaning his own projects didn't need to reach completion for him to get started. And there's a number of people who just want to make movies, not a few of whom reportedly aren't particularly wedded to the leftist excess. And Shapiro may have an easier time filling his dance card than one might suppose. As long as he can put together a reliable paying outlet for good work. Andrew Breitbart famously opined once that politics is downstream from culture. And with the American right having recently lost its hold on political power for the near future, some very sensible Americans are discovering that it was the only real power they've had for quite some time, and that it isn't enough. Shapiro is trying to get back into the cultural power game, and that's a welcome step on the road back. I know, for example, whenever they're putting together certain action flicks, and I mean, I've talked to Martini about this and a few other people, they have to be very conscious of who they're making the bad guy out to be because of political correctness. It's very interesting dynamic. It's an interesting business to be involved in. I have thought about trying to get into it to some degree. It's not the easiest thing to do. I mean, you're almost absolutely guaranteed to fail. But then again, I would like to make a film, maybe one, I don't know. If I actually knew that there was a place I could put it, that might would help. And then if I know there's a place to put it, maybe I could get somebody to invest in it, and then I could actually put it together the way I want to. It opens up all kinds of possibilities. Just because the left controls everything, the main thing to remember about that is control is fleeting, and it's always temporary. It is never permanent. Put that in your pocket. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542. To get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Time on the firing line. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. I sure wish I had not learned so much over the last 5 years. Right now, in retrospect, 5 short years ago feels like it comes from the time of Mayberry. Here's some things that I didn't know 5 years ago. I didn't know there was actually such a deep state, and those who constitute it really do not honor the election results or the will of the people. I didn't know that there really are lawless elements within the upper echelons of the FBI, CIA, and NSA who are not accountable for their crimes and above the law, and, I mean, just could get away with it over and over and over and over again. The fourth branch of government, the bureaucracy, really is unaccountable for the unwashed mess. I didn't realize just how many of our top military command, along with many of the military-industrial complex, don't always hate wars. There's a lot of money and many promotions to be made during a time of war. The last 4 years saw new wars and even troops coming home. And for some, that is bad business. I didn't know that 1984 and Animal Farm are no longer works of fiction, but are actually books of prophecy. I didn't realize that George Orwell was going to be writer than Nostradamus. I didn't realize to the depth of how far, I mean, listen, and I mean, I knew the media was in the tank, but I did not realize how much more they really closely resemble TASS and Pravda from the Soviet Union days. If you look at, if you want to take a look at a comparison, back in the day, they referred to Rockefeller, Carnegie, and J.P. Morgan as robber barons. And they're starting to look a whole lot better compared to the new robber barons like Dorsey and Zuckerberg and Bezos. I did not realize that the United States Supreme Court could refuse to actually hear a legitimate case because it was frightened of violence. I certainly didn't realize they would ever admit that out loud. Now, one thing that I did know, that I didn't realize it would just go on unabated and unchecked, was that there was a conflation and an equation of evangelical Christians with white supremacy. This should terrify the Christian community, but you know, apparently it doesn't enough to where that's gone away yet. I never in my wildest dreams thought that words such as mom and dad and aunt and uncle, brother, sister, they're now, not words of love and respect, but they're considered politically incorrect verbiage in Congress. I didn't understand or realize that there was going to be a cancel culture. That's a new thing. And you would become a non-person. I'm not surprised it comes from the left, though. Some people have only just finally figured out now that the left, not the right, actually is trying to deny the citizens' rights afforded to all in the Bill of Rights. And I feel real bad for those people. I do. I did not realize, because I, as a Second Amendment advocate, I'm against violence. I'm not against a particular type of violence. I'm against all violence. And all violence, to me, looks the same, whether it's coming from the left or the right. Right? Like right now, one of the things that I've been hearing is that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is afraid of Republicans. Not Republican voters, but her Republican colleagues. That's why she didn't go to the inauguration. Now, if that's true, if that's genuine, then somebody needs to be stepping in and looking at that young lady and saying, listen, you have no need to be afraid of those people, but just to show you, I'm serious about what I'm saying, I'm going to be on your security detail. Because I'm against all violence. I didn't realize that violence from the left would be regarded as free speech, and that violence from the right is classified as sedition and felonious by powerful institutions. One thing that I'll point out about that is the only reason that happened that way is because there was never anything happening to begin with. There was never any sedition going on. There was never any insurrection. All of this was just, I don't really know how I would classify it. I don't know how I would classify this one. It was definitely theater, without a doubt, but it's been theater for the last little bit. All we've been getting is theater. I didn't realize until nobody would fight for the president that it isn't really about Republicans or Democrats, but globalists and nationalists. The new McCarthyism now, the blacklist, the history rewriters, and the re-education camps are coming from the left and not the right. I didn't realize that in plain, just out there for you, everybody to see, while they're telling you we might take down the wall, we're stopping the wall, walls are bad things, but they're a really good thing if you put them around the nation's capital. They actually have there's a good effect there. Right now, our founding fathers of yesteryear would be called domestic terrorists by some. I didn't realize how small of a scale that you had to perpetuate an election fraud to get away with election fraud and to change the course of a presidential election or any election. And once again, going back to the rules of 2016, they're the ones that set up those rules. Getting out there and questioning a presidential election is patriotic. That's their rules. Now, here's the problem. That's just 5 short years ago, right? Are you nostalgic for Mayberry? I am. But now we have to decide. How are we to respond with what we know now? Now, for me, there's been a great many lines crossed. I do not know in which way we can honestly sit there and look at each other and go, this can be gradually pulled back. I do not see that happening. We can use their own tactics against them. The Republicans in California did that. They started ballot harvesting there. But we must resist with every legal means at our disposal. And then I guess it might have to go kinetic after that. We have to resist their efforts to disarm us. So, you know, as you sit there and you're taking all of this in and wondering, what do I do and how does it go? I mean, get girded for the fight. I mean, this is about the soul of this nation. This is about the founding fathers, what they intended us to be versus what the left is trying to turn us into. And what they want to turn us into has nothing to do with the founding fathers intended. It's just never a dull moment, is it? There's just never a moment of peace, but that's okay. We will be back tomorrow in about 21 hours. And between now and then, please remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.